Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I'm out at Commanders Training Camp. All of our Commanders Training Camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows, paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. But right now, we got to get to the BetQL guest line. Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. JLC, what's up, man? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Hope you gentlemen are doing the same. Trying to stay cool. I was out at Ravens the other day. Jeez. Yeah. And they're practicing 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is a whole lot of fun.
That's nuts. We're sweating it out here in Ashburn, but we're enjoying it. Before we start diving into the football, you may be aware of this, but I think this is pretty damn hysterical. I've listened to you for years on the Tony Kornheiser podcast. Your dog often starts.
Are you aware? I don't know if you could pick that up.
Are you aware that there's a Twitter account for Copper LaCanfora?
You know, it was on my radar years ago. I used to correspond sort of back and forth with the person, and then I don't really look at my mentions anymore. Like, that's just how I have to lead my life. I learned that lesson the hard way. So as part of that, I do think I probably miss a fair amount of fun interactions as well. So I wasn't sure that it was still kicking. But, like, one of Tony's listeners made up all these shirts, like, and sent them to our whole family, like, of Copper and, like, Take Me for a Walk on. Right. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, Tony, the Littles, as they call themselves, are tremendous.
It's an army. I too, am a loyal Little. Let's talk some football, man. I want to start maybe here in Ashburn, and then we'll zoom out league-wide. I'm curious. You know, it was cool. I actually got to see you the other night at Mike Loxley's event.
Yes.
And we're all rooting for the Terps and hoping Lox gets to another bowl game this year. But we talked briefly about this team. What do you think of Ron Rivera's squad prospects for this 22 season? And a lot of it hinges on the right arm of Carson Wentz.
Well, I think defense is going to have to be a monster because I just don't know that this is where the Carson Wentz story kind of like has a happy ending, right? Like, I don't know that if you were going to list the potential places that have a history of rehabilitating or habilitating quarterbacks, right? Incubating quarterbacks, developing quarterbacks, not getting quarterbacks killed. I don't know if they'd be 32nd on the list, but they sure as hell wouldn't be, you know, anywhere in the teens.
So, yeah, they'd be bottom five for sure.
Yeah, and then if Frank Wright couldn't do it, if he didn't have the secret sauce, and by the end of the year, look, do I think it was all Frank Wright? Heck no. I think the owner had a lot to do with it, but Frank Reich wasn't willing to fight for this guy anymore. Like, and it's not just football. It's some of the other stuff, and do dudes really want to go to war with him? And, like, there's just a lot of baggage there, and I have a hard time believing Washington Commanders circa 2022, or circa whenever, for that matter, no matter what they were called, since you know who bought the team. I have a hard time thinking – they unlock it, they figure it out, and Carson Wentz looks like he did 4 years ago. I'm fading that.
Yeah, I mean, when you stack it all up and you stack up the names of the quarterbacks that have been here and everything that's happened out here, it's hard to envision a strong offense for this team. But at the same time, as much as things went sideways with Wentz last year, he still went 27-7 and can still make some pretty elite throws. Is there, whether it's an inside straight draw or whatever, I mean, the probabilities are low. What kind of season do you have, like what kind of has to fall into place for things to break right for the Commanders?
Well, I think a lot. I mean, with him, if you watch him between the 20s, he's a fairly, at least last year, he was a fairly smooth operator. The problem is he does things inside his own 20-yard line, and he does things inside the red zone far too often that just make you say, like, makes you want to gouge your eyes out. And I don't know that that can be coached out of him. I just think that's who he is when the goal line is immediately in front of him or the goal line is where he lands when he does a seven-step drop. That gives me great pause, especially for a team that isn't overloaded with weapons that are going to make him better. And look, the Colts had a dominant run game. The Colts had a very robust offensive line. The Colts played really good defense for the most part. And Carson Wentz had to sort of manage games and don't bleep it up. And then when it really, really mattered, he still bleeped it up. So do I think the Commanders can provide some of those elements? I do, but I kind of got to see it. I mean, there's the pieces there that you could sell me on. That's going to be a really good defense. But I bought that. You know what I mean? I bought it last year. I bought it 2 years ago. Like, I got to see it. You know, I got to see the names on the back of the jerseys and where they went to college and what they did in the SEC or whatever. I got to see, or the Big Ten. I got to see it manifest itself on Sundays together as a unit before I'm going to say that's the kind of defense that can carry a quarterback like Carson Wentz if he truly is a reclamation project at the end who's in just don't bleep it up mode.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, part of the fun is we'll get to see it. And I know that some fans got upset about taking on the contract and maybe even the draft pick compensation for Carson. There's no price that's too high if you get a quarterback. And if you don't, it's not a killer draft pick compensation. I look forward to watching them. But I'm an NFL junkie, and I look forward to the whole league. I want to zoom out.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a specific one. I may be nuts, and I recognize that Kirk Cousins is at the center of this storm. I really like the Vikings this season.
I do too.
I think, dude, that makes me feel so good. So tell me your thoughts on
that. I don't know. But I do like
I think Mike Zimmer.
There's some money to be made going over. And
Mike Zimmer got
like
to be so toxic there.
Like,
I do too. Yes.
The question that they win that division. Mike Zimmer was a toxic figure in that organization that was allowed to linger on for 2 years longer than he should.
Totally.
And they knew it. And they almost fired him even the year after he won the playoff game. I think that one was against the Saints. He was almost, if they wouldn't have made the playoffs that year, he definitely would have been fired. And he wore everybody out on offense. And he wasn't willing to put together an offensive staff that could actually challenge him, that could have a voice in the room. He's a maniac on the headsets on Sundays. And he made offensive players feel less than. He didn't really want to coach them. He just put up with them. It was all about his big bag defense. Well, guess what? The last couple of years, the defense wasn't big and it wasn't bad. I think addition by subtraction is a real thing there. And O'Connell's going to be such a breath. He's the complete opposite. I don't know if he's going to be a good head coach or not. I don't know. Stefanski, though, in year one in Cleveland was a breath of fresh air, and a lot of guys on that side of the ball took off. Now, 3 years later, do we know Stefanski is a good head coach or not? No, we don't, and that organization is always bleeped up.
They're like this organization.
But I think O'Connell can have that sort of impact on the offensive side of the ball year one. He's going to be a sensei for Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins doesn't have to worry about the head coach wanting to strangle him after every practice. Like, I think it's going – and they've got pieces there. So, no, I think – and the NFC is watered down. Minnesota's an intriguing team to me. You know, they got to keep a few guys healthy on defense. But I think they're going to be more interesting than not.
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson, Thielen, Dalvin Cook. I know Irv Smith just had that thumb surgery, but they're saying he should be okay. I like him a lot. I think some of it, when a baseball team's really bad and they fire their manager in mid-August and they go on a five-game win streak, I think there's going to be some of that just with Zimmer gone. But I also I know Kevin from his days here. I think he can coach. I like Wes Phillips a lot. Well, and dude, Kevin is a pretty hyper dude. Wes Phillips is so low-key as kind of the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I love the yin and yang there. I'm high on the Vikings. They'll probably go 6-11, but I'm high on them right now.
Let's go out. I'm with you.
Okay. I love it. That makes me feel even better. Let's go out west, dude. The AFC West is loaded. And people are so high on the Chargers. And I like the Chargers. And they were aggressive, and they got a ton of young talent. Herbert's obviously a star. But the Broncos had Russ Wilson, and they already had a pretty loaded team. I know they just lost Tim Patrick.
Yep.
I like the Raiders. The Raiders sure look good in Canton, but I'm not taking a lot from that game. But I like what the Raiders have. And then you still have the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. I think that offense might flow a little. It's not going to be better. Nobody gets better by losing Tyreek Hill. But maybe it's easier to spread the ball out. What do you make of the West?
It's incredibly intriguing. You could make a case for every team as a viable playoff team, even though the AFC is so stacked on the whole. I'm a huge Russell Wilson guy. I just think that there's a good – it's such a – they haven't had anything like that since Peyton Manning, and most of the dudes there weren't there when Peyton Manning was there. And to go from, like, Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater to this, again, kind of similar to the O'Connell thing, like, all of a sudden it's like we're real, man. Like – we just hang around. This cat can help us win against anybody at any moment in time. Let's just, you know, let's just hang in there. Let's try to keep it close. I think that's a, you know, I think that'll help them restore a bit of home field advantage there. And they've got some interesting pieces on defense. The Raiders, in terms of, like, gross yardage, it wouldn't shock me, like, I don't think Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback. Could Derek Carr lead the NFL in passing? He could. He could, and I think Josh McDaniels will be great for him. And while I don't still know about that defense and their ability to close games against good teams, they did make the playoffs under duress last year. So there's a little something there. I think Kansas City's still the team to beat, but I don't think they're going to be like the Raiders chasing every yard they can get. I think Andy Reid's going to recalibrate a little bit. And I think Andy Reid is going to be a little bit more balanced, and not that he's taking things off Mahomes' plate, but, you know, how good is that defense? And could a little bit more ball control there go a long way? And, you know, if they think they're going to have to beat the Bills in January, you know, 53-52 or whatever. So I could see a little bit of a recalibration there. And the Chargers have a great talent, but every year I look at the Chargers and say, that looks like a playoff roster to me, and then they find five different ways to muck it up, and you know what I mean? It's like shame on me for falling for, you know, Lucy and I'm Charlie Brown with the
fourth
football
and, fourth so, and 18 inside their own 20.
Yeah, and I think there's a little something going on there.
I don't trust that coach at all.
Yes, ownership spent a lot of money on the roster for the first time in forever, and now Sean Payton's living at the beach 5 minutes away. And, you know, he would be chomping at the bit to work with Herbert. And it's a young coach who I like and think he's really smart and think he could be good, but not everybody's great on their first job. And now all of a sudden there's expectations. Oh, and the team that we share the stadium with, who we're the redheaded stepchild to, they won the frickin' Super Bowl. So I just don't know that that's going to bring out the best in all of them there. You know, I just don't know that Staley's going to have the kind of leash that he would probably need. And I just don't see enough Bosa on the football field. I just don't. You know, and Khalil Mack, he's not the guy he was 4 or 5 years ago. So I applaud what they did. They finally spent some money. They had to spend some money. But I just don't know that this is the year it all comes together.
I'm with you, man. And I think Staley's really smart, and I think it's a great point about sometimes for coaches it's the second job where things click, because I think Staley wants to be so avant-garde and so analytics-driven that at times he forgets just the simple football decision. Like, not everything needs an algorithm, and I think he'd be well-served with some of that.
Yeah.
Right, right. I'm talking with Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockett. For you can hear him afternoons up in Baltimore on 105.7 The Fan. You got the Eagles as the team to beat in the NFC East?
I do. Influx of talent. I like what the coach did last year. And look, should he have figured some of that stuff out in July and August this time of year? Probably. But it's Philly. It's tough. There was a lot going on, post Carson Wentz. But you look at the sort of meeting of the minds where they started to meld the scheme to the talent. And it's not what we aspire to be. It's what do we do best right now? What can we do really well that even when the other team knows it's coming, they probably can't stop it the way they wish they could. So, and I don't think any of that goes away. And A.J. Brown is just a beast, and he's going to open so much things up. I just think they've got a nice mix of sort of brawn and speed offensively. Jalen Hurts cares. He wants this badly. I love the way he handled himself the year with Wentz, and I think the further removed from that and the more clear that this has every opportunity to be his team, I think will bring out the best in him. And they've built things up over the last couple of years defensively. Keeping guys like Fletcher Cox around. I it's a low bar to clear. I am not bullish on that division at all. But I would lean to the Eagles as the one who's standing at the end.
I think from a human perspective, regardless of what you think about his arm and his accuracy, Jalen Hurts has handled some incredibly difficult situations. Going back to college at Bama when he got benched for Tua, the whole Wentz saga. Jalen Hurts is a stand-up, classy dude above all else. Last one, and this is we're almost going the opposite direction here. What do you think happens with Deshaun Watson? Do you think it stays at six games? Do you think the league tries to get more? Obviously, an ugly situation in Cleveland, and we're not sure what's going to happen.
What I've said pretty much throughout this whole summer when I've been asked about him is I will believe Deshaun Watson is a fully active member of the Cleveland Browns as their game day quarterback. I'll believe it when I see it. And until I see it,
wow.
I color me a skeptic just because, and maybe this ultimate appeal and final ruling will get to the root of some of this, but I never thought the league wanted him on the field this year whatsoever based on what was known. And I believe the league feared in a way that the Cleveland Browns didn't. What more will we find out while he's kicked to the curb for a year? And what will a year kicked to the curb again bring out in him? And the Browns didn't subject him to any kind of psychological evaluation. There was no behavioral scientist involved. We never got to the root of, like, why? Like, what was this? Did he want to get caught? What's going on? Where is this seemingly upstanding guy living this other life? Like, what is that about, and how does that heal? And he doesn't even want to admit that there's anything there, although if you look at the pattern of behavior, you could almost say, like, dude was itching to get caught. Like, 60 interactions in 17 months? Thinking, like, it's not going to get out? Like, that's crazy. So,
crazy.
I've been like, I don't know enough. We don't know enough about what's really going on here to know when he's going to be able to do that job again or when the league would let him do that job again. And I'd be very surprised if he's not suspended at least a year or indefinitely. And then it sounds like there's going to be some rehabilitation and things he's going to have to be willing to do. And he's going to have to go through with all that, and he doesn't seem to be there yet, but maybe the paycheck ultimately or something else will get him there. And then I think the league's going to demand that he show some real contrition, that he work with victims of sexual assault in a way that, like, Mike Vick did the work. You know what I mean? Ray Rice did the work. Like, this isn't just, like, come on back and we're going to forget. Like, they can't gloss over it. So there's a lot of you know what I mean? That's a lot of stuff that's still out in the horizon, a lot of boxes that have to be checked. So I don't know, you know? I don't know, but I got to see it to believe it. And there's a lot that I believe the league is going to put on his plate, and maybe that's a positive shock to the system, Or maybe that brings out the worst in him. I don't know. I don't know how anybody could know.
Jason, you're great at what you do. I know you got to get to work. Thank you for the time, man. We'll catch up soon.
Anytime, man. Stay cool. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, buddy. That is Jason Lockham for Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. We come back. I'm still making the big man sit here. Mitch Tischler is here. And we got news that you have to know. Have to know. Anybody want to go on a cruise? Find out next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Crank that, Lampfill. Crank that, Soulja Boy. 12:30 on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and I'm going on vacation at 5 o'clock.
A little sandstorm going? Let's go.
I don't know if it's really a vacation. I'm going to Boston. I'm shipping up to Boston for my buddy's wedding. It's not really a vacation. But I know that Barstool Nate and B-Mitch and probably Lampfill will all be out of town. Is that accurate?
I'm not going out of town.
I am.
Right.
I have big news. Lampfill, are you sitting down?
Always.
That's what I like to hear. We have Mitch Tischler, NBC Sports Washington, join us. Big man, you sitting down?
I am sitting down. Hit me.
Major news. Is Jeff Walker sitting down?
I'm right here.
Do we hit the lasers for this?
Once I make the announcement. 3, 2. The inaugural Washington Commanders fan cruise to set sail through the Caribbean islands in March of 2023. The seven-night excursion. Boom. There we go. The seven-night excursion will sail the Caribbean seas from March 25th to April 1st aboard Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas and feature Washington legends and unforgettable team-themed events and celebrations Fans can reserve their spot on the 7-night Caribbean cruise at CommandersFanCruise.com. Landfill, should we just email CK now? We're on vacation next March 25th through April 1st. There will be no radio program, CK, unless you want it live aboard the Royal Caribbean Harmony of the Seas.
Yeah, we definitely got to be on it.
Are you in on this?
I'm in. You know, the last time I was on a cruise ship, there was a Johnny Rockets, and I think Dan Snyder owns that. So, you know, he's clearly got his hands in everything.
I've actually never been on a cruise. You ever been on a cruise, Mitch?
I've been on one cruise, and there's going to be plenty of burgundy and gold on that cruise between your sunburns and Landfill's great tan.
I handle the sun well, I'll have you know. So the cruise starts in Miami, and they go all through the Caribbean. There's going to be a bunch of famous players, former players on there. Doug Williams, Dexter Manley, Gary Clark. They got Joe T on this thing. Joe Theismann, Jordan Reed, Santana Moss. I'm not knocking this. It sounds fun. I think there are a ton of fans that will enjoy this. It stops at several Caribbean islands. Costa Maya, Roatan, Cozumel, and Royal Caribbean's private island, Coco Cay.
What port does it leave from?
I believe Miami. It leaves from Miami.
Private island sounds pretty juicy.
How COCOCAY? Coco or cuckoo?
Coco.
Coco K.
Listen, man, if you're into this, I think it sounds awesome. 7 nights, you get to party. There's a Commanders-themed events every night, meet and greets, Q&As, photo opportunities, trivia, karaoke, dancing. Damn, they're saying there could be up to 30 Washington Legends.
Ooh.
Additional Legends will be announced closer to the cruise departure date.
What's your karaoke song, JP?
Me is always Whitney Houston.
I know.
I want to dance.
How about the boys in the aquarium? What are you singing for karaoke?
Leaders on a Mission.
You know, the voting closes tomorrow, Landfill, for the new words to the Commanders fight song. You sing Get Low, Jeff?
Yes, I sing Get Low by Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. I actually have a video.
Give me a couple bars right now, then.
369, man, she fine. East of the Zucker, to me one more time.
One get more low. Time.
Get low, get low. Get low.
All right.
To the window. You know,
yeah. To the walls. There's a lot of sweat out here. Yeah, not gonna finish
I was
going to
say.
One of the smartest moves in the karaoke game is by Bob Biagi, who always plays Sweet Caroline, and the crowd sings along, and everybody thinks he's a hero. I haven't learned much from that, but if you got to sing karaoke, that's not a bad song.
Mr. Brightside. Killer karaoke song.
Let's do a quick pop quiz here, especially since he's not here. The Commanders are saying they will announce additional legends closer to the cruise departure date. Landfill, what are the odds that Brian Mitchell's going on this cruise and it's going to be a one-man show from March 25th to April 1st, 2023?
Depends on how fat the check is.
I think CK should just send the whole radio station to do the show from there.
I mean, considering we're in the parking lot, I don't know that we're getting on the boat to do the radio show. But I think this is cool. I'm curious how much it costs. How much does a – Google what it costs to go on a – so this $5,000? Okay. How much does it cost to just go on a regular cruise? Like if you were to board a Royal Caribbean cruise, seven nights is a pretty lengthy vacation.
I'll tell you what. I'm sure your girls want to do a Disney cruise.
I don't want them to ever know those exist.
I know, but that's way more than $5,000.
I've never been on a cruise. I feel like I'm at a stage in my life where I'm ready to go on a cruise. I'm interested in cruising. So this joint is $5,000. All right, according to Phillips, Pete, it just timed you out, buddy. I'm going to ignore your limit. Mike Phillips, of course, Mike Phillips is dominating the reporting on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So Phillips says that for the fan cruise starts at $5,000.
Oh,
but that's for a couple. So that's $2,500 a person, or $5,000 a person.
It's probably $2,500 a person.
If it's $2,500 a person, that for is 7 nights. That's not reasonable. Bad at all. Yeah.
Plus, I'm sure all you can eat, and there's probably all you can drink packages that are entirely.
I think cruises, there's always a ton of food.
Yeah.
But I think there are questions. I think you pay for booze, which if I'm going on a cruise, I'm going to be boozing pretty strong. This is fun, man. Lest anyone tweet me or say that, oh, the Commanders are just cashing in. A ton of NFL teams do this. This is not a surprise. I know, I think the Dolphins do it. I think the Steelers do it. I think it's a cool way for a lot of like-minded people, a lot of hardcore Commanders fans, to go on a trip, kind of make friends, celebrate, and get to hang out with Doug Williams and Santana Moss. Like, you want to go on a cruise? This seems like a good one to go on. And if it's $5,000 for a couple, imagine you're sharing a bedroom, so ideally it's someone you're personally acquainted with. Enjoy it.
Yeah, 7 nights to pick the minds of some of the greatest Commanders as of late. Heck yeah.
Okay, I just went on Royal Caribbean's website. A 7-night cruise of the Western Caribbean leaving from Miami in March 2023 is $390 per person.
Per night.
Hold on, give me that one more time.
I don't think it's per night. I think it's...
You think it's four? No, there's no way it's 400.
Hold on, just hang on a second. All right, give me that one more time, Landfill.
I found a cruise on Royal Caribbean in March of 2023, leaving from Miami for $390 per person.
But for how many nights?
7.
No.
It's what it looks like here.
Damn. That's what they call in the business a margin. I don't know. I'll Google a cruise. You looked up the exact same time.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff on their website.
Listen, I'm not much of a cruiser, but if you're telling me it's
I always thought of you as a cruiser.
$400 for 7 nights, people would be flocking to the cruise ships.
I mean, that I might
you
be
can get big old
you're
discounts.
Sleeping in a porta potty in the basement or something.
Apparently there's $300 in taxes and fees.
I tell you what, I am now on cruisedeals.com. For $720, you can get a 6-night Pacific cruise. Well, this keeps moving. Slow down. All right, I'm just going to look it up. I don't care. Any destination, I don't care about that. We're leaving from Miami. We'll at least make it comparable there. Miami. And I need duration is 7 nights. And we're going, when are we going? March of 23, right? Okay. We're going to search cruisedeals.com. I feel like I'm going to get pounded by spam and stuff here. Damn, dude, this is different. You can get on the Norwegian Cruise Line, a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise from round trip from Miami for $550 a person. And there's an additional $200 in taxes. So say you're all in for $800 per person. And that goes to, stop me if you've heard of these places, Roatan, Costa Maya, Cozumel. Hey, but you're not hanging out with legends. There will be zero legends on these cruises.
Except maybe J.P. Finley.
I'm available. It does seem like maybe, you know what I would guess part of this is? Like anything in the world, you can get on a cruise in a Toyota Corolla, or you can get on a cruise in a Cadillac Escalade. I think the boat makes a big difference here.
Do we know Dan Snyder is going to be on this cruise?
I would doubt it.
He does like spending a lot of time on boats in international waters, so I figured maybe he'd be there.
Now, there are two cruises with Regent Cruise Line that cost $5,000 a person. I don't know if this is just a really nice boat or what. I'll be honest. I don't know a lot about cruises. If anybody knows anything about cruises, call in. If you want to go on the Commanders Cruise, check out. They got a website, CommandersFanCruise.com. I think for a lot of people, this will be a fun opportunity. Seems a little pricey compared to other cruises, but other cruises don't have Doug Williams on it. You know what Doug Williams has? A Super Bowl ring. Joe Theismann's going to be on this boat. You know what Joe Theismann's got? Super Bowl ring. You know what Dexter Manley's got? Super Bowl ring and one of the world's most vicious handshakes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gary Clark has multiple Super Bowl rings, I think. Santana Moss got swag for days. How much fun would a 7 nights with Tana be? I'm in on that. Tana and Havana? Let's go. When we come back, if somebody calls in about a cruise, we'll take it. Don't go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley and Cruise Talk, baby! Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, son! I got Cruise people. I'm getting information all over the place. Apparently, B. Mitch is already scheduled to be on this cruise. This is according to Parlay Loser on Twitter. Says Brian already scheduled to be on it, according to website. Y'all need him there to talk about it. Well, he's probably on his 28th hole of golf right now, so he's unavailable.
And how many vodkas?
A lot of Scotties. He brought it with him. Brought
vodka Red Bull. Scotties Friday.
I got a lot of people. Call, like, giving me inside information. I never realized how many people I know in the cruise world. Somebody, MB, calling in on the phones. Let's start with Stan is in Rockville. Stan, what up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley. What you know about cruises? What you know about cruising in the deep? Stan, hello?
Steve. I'm Steve from Rockville. I'm not Stan, but... I think you're talking to me, right?
Hey, Steve, Jeff's an idiot sometimes. So sorry, Steve. What do you know about cruises?
It's a good deal.
Steve's phone's cutting out. Put Steve on hold. You there? Somebody get Steve a...
You're getting Steve angry.
Somebody get Steve a Scotty's Red Bull. Steve, we'll come back to you, pal. Let's start simple. Let's start with Craig in Woodbridge talking to me about cruises. What's up, Craig?
JP, I tell you one thing, you'll love it. And you get to, like, for the main dinner, the one you got to wear a jacket to, or they prefer if you do. Like, if you get a choice, yeah. Like, they have salmon and steak on the menu, and you don't know which one to pick, pick them both. They'll give you both of them. It is
now
great. They got, they both of them have casinos. There's one bad point. The bad
What's
point
that?
Is, when you
Cholera?
Get back to Miami, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? I got gotcha. You.
Get
I got
gotcha.
You. When you get back to Miami.
Yeah, they stop the ship, and nobody gets off till they count everybody that got on is still on there. And that can take a few hours. What? Especially
that
if you got one
like
lane brain there.
Weird and...
Disappears.
That seems
but
like
they
a,
are a
very weird and antiquated rule. Craig, how often do you wear a jacket? Just when you go on cruises? Thank you for the call, Craig. I've never been on a cruise. Maybe it's time. I own a couple jackets.
You own some jackets, but you're normally a guy that splits his steaks. So if you're at a place where you can get both steak and salmon, what are you doing there? That's already too much food for you.
I don't usually excel in kind of the all-you-can-eat world.
I do.
I bet you do. Let's go to Tim is in Calvert. Timmy, talk to me about cruises, bud.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
JP? So
yeah, dude.
What do you need
I'm
to
here.
Know? Here's the thing is, all right, those prices that you're looking at, those are for inside cabins, which is fine. Inside cabins, fine. But normally when you do a theme cruise, it's usually almost double what you're seeing those other prices because they're themed.
Gotcha. Thank you for the call, bud. Here's the thing that I recognize just as an observer. Like, whatever a regular cruise costs, this cruise is going to cost more because there are Redskins legends on the boat that you get to hang out with. You got to compensate them for their time. So I'm expressing no shock or outrage that if this cruise is more expensive than other cruises. A lot of people are telling me that, like, the room selection matters a lot. Like, you can get, you know, in Titanic, where, like, Leonardo DiCaprio was living down at the bottom where they were, like, dancing on the tables and everything?
Yeah, it's like F-class or steerage.
You can probably get on in steerage for a couple $100, but if you want to be able to see the ocean or have your own sink, probably costs a little bit more.
It looked like the real fun was down in steerage. They were partying down there.
They were getting after it. Or actually, I think the real fun on that boat was in the back of that car.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying.
That's true.
Let's keep it moving. Tailgate Ted is on the line. What up, Ted?
What's going on, gents? How you doing, man?
We're hot as hell.
How are you, Ted?
I'm good. I'll see you guys out there on Monday. Mrs. Tailgate and I like to cruise. We did a 7-day to Bermuda with a penthouse balcony VIP, and I get that they're going to be legends there. It was half the cost of this. So, you know, it's definitely a premium to have all those people on that boat you can get autographs from.
Yeah, I mean.
Ted, let me. I just did a cursory Google search, but a Disney cruise, which this is for Commanders fans, I would say equivalent for people who are that big of fans, $2,500 to $5,600 for a 3-night cruise on the Disney Dream.
That is not comparable as 3 nights. This joint's 7.
Right, and it's the
Thank
same
you,
price. My point is
gone.
It's the same price for a 3-night Disney cruise. This is Disney
Listen,
for Commanders fans.
As somebody that deals in the Disney operation with two little kids that Disney can dictate whatever they want, they could charge you $1 billion, and people will pay it because your kids just love Disney, and it's your only chance at them not screaming at you for 7 minutes. So Disney costs what it costs. How many wives
are buying this for their husbands or vice versa? So they get a little quiet time, and whoever's the big Commanders fan gets to go talk to the legends.
Don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I guess we'll find out.
Scott is in Hollywood. You calling from L.A. about cruises, Scott? Are you in Hollywood, Maryland?
No, Maryland. Hollywood
Casino? Hollywood Casino?
Southern Maryland. Thank you for clarifying.
So
what's up,
you guys
Scotty?
If you take a cruise, you will never go to Redneck Ocean City or Virginia Beach. You'll never do that again. This is the best vacation money you'll ever spend in your life, period.
Wow.
That is a strong endorsement of cruises. Are you paying up to get, like, a bigger room with a balcony and stuff?
So the balcony is something that is important. You'll want to don't be cheap. Buy yourself a balcony. You'll be sitting on your private balcony looking out over the crystal clear blue ocean and the Caribbean Sea. It is absolutely gorgeous. And the other guy, he was not wrong. When they've got prime rib, hold up two fingers and you say, double down, give me two. They got prime rib and lobster, get both. You're not talking about buffet. All right. You're talking about a real deal, straight up dining room.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy Hollywood. Maybe I got to go on a cruise.
I'll take all the prime rib and lobster they got.
I can go for some prime rib. I'm going to eat a ton of lobster in Boston, I've decided. Okay. So if you want to go on the Commanders cruise, CommandersFanCruise.com. I think, listen, are there cheaper cruises? Probably. But they don't have Commanders Legends on them. The only thing I would think of is I would want the all-you-can-drink package. I don't want to get nickel and dimed every time I want a pina colada or a cold beer sitting
or a
by
Scotty's.
The tub. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they have Scotty's in the Caribbean, but they're taking over the world. And if you haven't had it yet, you should check it out. If you're in Virginia, I still think you have to go to your ABC store and tell them that you want Scotty's vodka. So the next person that does that, tweet it at me afterwards, and I'll retweet it. Everybody that goes to the liquor store in Virginia and tells them they want Scotty's. Landfill, how you feeling about the Commanders fan cruise now that we've had a little time to learn some information about it?
I appreciate the people giving us tips about how to get the steak and the lobster.
It sounds like you just ask for it. I don't know that there's really a science there. It sounds like the one guy said you just put your two fingers in the air and it means they bring you two prime ribs.
The one thing that I do remember about those cruises was that the meals are already included in your price. So that's pretty fantastic. No, I'm not going on the cruise, by the way, just for the record.
I think I know a way that you would enjoy the cruise. What if you got to go on the cruise with all the food and a bag full of gummies, and you didn't really have to move much, and that would drive down your alcohol costs I think you might enjoy that. You could look at the ocean and eat and just be stoned the whole time.
That would be amazing. Also, maybe they could, you know, mix in a few Eagles legends as well.
Brian Mitchell.
He's there.
Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan Kerrigan very well might be on this cruise.
Ryan Kerrigan. Reggie White. Donovan McNabb.
T.O.? What
Absolutely.
Cruise would Terrell Deshaun, Owens
Deshaun going? Jackson.
What I think T.O., I think of him most now as a Cowboy.
A Niner.
He came up with the Niners, but he bounced around so much after that. I can't wait to find out if B. Mitch is already on this cruise or what. If you want to go on the cruise, CommandersFanCruise.com. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to ask PFT commenter if he's going on the Commanders Fan Cruise. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.